الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. With regard to the value of the month of Ramadan, one or two incidents which will inshallah help us also to realize how valuable Ramadan is. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Maulana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, particularly amongst our buzurgs of recent times, paid very much attention to the month of Ramadan. And not a single moment used to be wasted. And almost all the time was devoted to tilawat of Quran Sharif. Hazrat should read a lot of Quran Sharif. So to understand that, Hazrat had a person who used to visit him frequently, a journalist, a sahafi, a journalist. And he was very informal with Hazrat. Like they were very personal, informal. So he came and visit during the beginning days of Ramzan. And he had a question to ask. So when he came, they asked for Hazrat. They said Hazrat is busy making tilawat, whichever time he came. So he came at a later time. Hazrat is busy making tilawat. Quite a few times like that. And then finally he came at a time that he asked, where is Hazrat? Hazrat was in a room which he had locked from inside. He was hamrawing Quran Sharif. So then again, then he knocked on the door and he just shouted. He was an informal person. He said, Ramzan comes to us also, but not like a flu. Like when a person got a flu, then he's in bed, he doesn't feel like doing, and he's just in the flu. The flu, his head is not right, he can't think properly, his bones are aching. All the time, that thing has overtaken him. He's like covered with the flu. So he said, Ramzan comes to us also. But Ramzan doesn't let us change all our programs and everything. We carry on doing our work, our earning, our whatever else also. We keep our rozas also. We make tarawih also. We make tilawat also. We make everything. But not like a flu, Ramzan comes to us. So like that, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali continuously used to be engaged. There wasn't a moment spared. And this was of the ladies of the house also. All the members. Nobody was allowed to waste any time. And the question that he did ask afterwards when he came, and he said that at that time he was busy, he had to go and catch a train. And so he said, I haven't got time now, but I'll leave the question with you. When I come back, you prepare the answer for me. And what was the question? Ke ye tasawwuf kaun si bala hai? What musibat is this tasawwuf? What wrong thing? What is this musibat with all this tasawwuf about? So Hazrat said, I won't need 2 weeks to answer you. Well, just listen to the answer now. That the beginning of tasawwuf is ikhlas. That a person must develop ikhlas, sincerity. To develop sincerity in a person. And the end of tasawwuf is ihsan. That you reach that stage that you make Allah's ibadat as though you are seeing Allah Ta'ala. And if you can't reach that stage, then at least that stage that you know Allah is watching you. And the first part that you have to is make Allah's ibadat as though you are seeing Allah. Ka'annaka ka, the as though. This clearly shows that you can't see Allah. That is not required. Ihsan is not that you see Allah. Lan tarani. In this world, you cannot see me. But as though you see Allah, that is, you see the workings of Allah in everything. Which, for example, Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali has explained, to zahir hai aur laakh parde mein hai tu. You are open, you are manifest. I see you everywhere. Though you are hidden in 100,000 veils. That means the work of Allah you can see. You see, you think of yourself. You see Allah in yourself. Who gave me my, who created me? Who gave me my existence? It's not our parents. If the parents, then they would know how to make eyes, the parents. But even if a parent He's an optometrist, but he won't be able to make one eye also. Nobody, the whole world together cannot make an eye also. You can be a cardiologist, but nobody can make a heart. Allah alone. Forget the parents. What can they make? One nail also. One hair that grows on the body. Not the father can make it, not the mother, not all the people of the world together. So see Allah. This is seeing Allah Ta'ala. When you see your food and you realize that from around the world this food has come to me in one plate. Nobody, no governments could have done that. And if anyone in the world thinks we are doing, I grow the potatoes, I grow this, I make the tomatoes, I plant tomatoes, I grow them, I look after the fowls, the chicken, the mutton, the goats, the sheep, the beef, the cows, I do everything. Ask the person to wink his eye without the will of Allah. The winking of an eye also can, nobody can do. We claim, bare dinge marte hai, I do this, I do this. You can't lift your hand without the will of Allah Ta'ala. Allah's command, which is the ruh. وَيَسَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوح. They ask you, what is the ruh? قُلِ الرُّوحُ, the ruh. Tell them, what is the ruh? قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي. مِنْ تَبْعِذِيَّ. That is, from amongst the commands of Allah. This is one command of Allah. It's Allah's command. So while Allah's command is in a person, that is that ruh. This person is doing everything. It's by Allah's command. But the minute that ruh is taken out, now the eyes are useless. They can be grafted into another person, and that person who needed eyes, he had a problem, they'll see there. But in him they can't see, because the command of Allah is taken out. The heart can be I'm not explaining masalas, I'm just giving examples. The heart can be transplanted in another person, that heart will work there. But in his body it's not working, because Allah's command is taken out. So without Allah's command, we cannot do anything. Not the wink of an eye, you can't lift a finger or anything. Allah alone is the doer. So all this is by the command of, so this is seeing Allah Ta'ala. Whatever you see that watch, who made it? We will say the manufacturer, but it's Allah's hand behind it. This fan, so this is seeing Allah Ta'ala. So this is Darja-e Ihsan. And you easily, by the barakat of our Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayh, everyone can reach this high stage of Ihsan, that you see Allah in everything. To zahir hai aur laak parde mein hai tu, to baatin hai aur sakht izhar tera. This was starting from this side, that to zahir hai, I see you everywhere, but you are hidden in a thousand veils. The second couple, the second sentence is the opposite. To baatin hai, you are hidden, aur sakht izhar tera, but you are open everywhere. It's only you, to awwal, to akhir, to zahir, to baatin. Tu hi hai, tu hi, ya ke asar tera. Whatever you see in the morning, the sun rise, who made the sun rise? The sunset, the rains coming, the sun shining, the night, everything. So, and a person who's conscious of all this, ma Allah is doing all this. Your motor car is working, it's by the command of Allah. You are stuck, it's by the command of Allah. You are healthy, by the command of Allah. You are sick, by the command of Allah. You are happy, by the command of Allah. You are sad, by the command of Allah. Everything is in the hands. وَإِنَّكَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Allah has got qudrat and Allah does everything. So this is to see Allah. So that is the stage of tasawwuf, which alhamdulillah, by our Shaykh's barakat, a person quickly reaches the stage. If he just follows reasonably, he reaches not even the second stage. Get that Allah is watching me, that is also, then that comes. That in fact follows naturally after the, once you seeing Allah, you will realize Allah is seeing you also. Once you get the love of Allah, you will realize Allah loves me. Because a person can never love Allah without Allah loving him. The love of Allah does not start from our side. When a person feels the love of Allah, be 100% sure Allah loves you. Because then only did you have the opportunity of loving and feeling the love of Allah Ta'ala. Ye qadam uthte nahi, uthaye jaate hain. These feet are not lifted when you come to the masjid. You come to the majlis, you do any good work, you go out in the path of Allah, it is Allah who makes you do that. It's students who come and study, they think we got our visas, we got interested, I had the interest to come. It wasn't you. Allah put it in your heart. It was from Allah Ta'ala. Ye qadam uthte nahi, uthai jate hai. Main aaya nahi, laya gaya hoon. I haven't come, I have been brought. Main laakh samjha asrar-e-muhabbat. And I think the thousands of the secrets of Allah's love I've understood. Tu nahi samjha, samjhaya gaya. You haven't understood, you were made to understand this. It was from Allah Ta'ala. So this is the final stage. But by our Shaykh's barakat, the attitude that we adopt in the Khanqa, though sometimes we speak quite a bit about some mistakes our friends make or something, but the attitude, ke nek banna faraz hai, apne aap ko nek samajna haram hai. To become pious, to become muttaqi, to become a arif is faraz. But wherever this comes little in oneself also, you notice it in any of the murids, then try and rub that out completely, that I'm pious, I'm a arif, I'm a muttaqi. So always this hard attitude that must not come a little bit in a person. And till that does not come, a person progresses. The minute a person thinks, I'm a muttaqi now, the minute a person thinks, I'm an alim, I don't have to study more, I'm hafiz, I don't have to make door, his door will go down. A qari who thinks, I've completed my qiraat, I did so much of mashq, now I don't have to do any mashq, the minute he will stop, it will go down. You got the best garden in the town, you won a competition, the best garden in the town, but you neglect it one day, that garden is going down already. Anything. So our islah also. So every person must also for himself have this attitude that remember that nek banna faraz hai, to become righteous, pious, good in everything. But apne aap ko nek samajna, the minute you think I'm right, that is you have reached the lower stage. And this humility, mashallah, which is coming in many of our satis, which we make out from the emails, from the letters, etc., that's a clear sign that person is progressing. And that he's feeling I'm useless, I'm low. This is the minute a person feels, now I'm all right. And now I've achieved this. That is a dangerous position. So Ramzan, we should spend like that. How Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali? You couldn't get a minute with Hazrat. In the same way, Hazrat explains also that Mufti Abdul Rahim Raipuri Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Maulana Shah Abdul Rahim Raipuri Rahmatullah Ali, Ramzan, even his khadims who used to be with him all the time, no chance to speak. The only time they had a little bit to speak, when he should drink a few finjan. Finjan are the small little cups, not the big tea cups, but the small cups which previously zamzam should, we should give zamzam in there. Two or three cups of black tea he should have, and at that time he should speak a few words with his murids. That's all. Otherwise the whole time was tilawat. So we should try, we can't reach that level. But at least that this futile talk, this la yani, and doing things also which are futile. Also try and see that what I can do out of Ramzan, before, after Ramzan, don't let me do that in Ramzan. Ramzan, in fact, Buzurg's advice also, the shopping of the house also, you do it weekly, but before Ramzan, do it for the month. That you don't even have to go and do your shopping in the month of Ramadan. Or any other, whatever you, if it's absolutely necessary, it's something else. But try and put off everything else, what can be done out of Ramadan, don't do it in Ramadan. Ramadan, just keep it for the activities of Ramadan, for what Ramadan is meant. Further, also the value of the Ramadan. Yeah. This hadith usually is right at the end, and usually when we read this hadith, most of the brothers are gone already. Whereas this applies to the beginning of Ramzan also. Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu says that he heard our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, Jannah becomes perfumed with the sweetest fragrance in Ramadan. In Ramadan, Allah uses, and we cannot imagine what that fragrance will be. That sweetness of that, how sweet it will be. From the beginning of the year till the end, it is being brightly decorated for the blessed month. Beginning of the year is the month of Muharram. So from there till Ramzan, 8 months, Allah Himself decorating Jannah. How we, with some occasion, wedding going to take place, or something, we renovate the house, we do a spring cleaning, we do everything, every year. Jannah, how beautiful, and Allah is making it more beautiful. And Allah's decoration, who can imagine what the decoration of Allah Ta'ala is? When the first night of Ramadan appears, then when the first night comes, a wind blows from beneath the arsh of Allah Ta'ala, and this wind is called Muthira. It is a wind that blows from there. And Allahu Akbar, like poets explain, and the people who know what love is, that wind brings a message from my beloved. That this wind, like in Qasida Burda Sharif, Amin tadhakkuri jiranim bidhi salami aw mazajta dam'an jarami muqlam amin muqlatin bidami am habbati rih min tilqa'i kadhimatin. Or is it a wind that has blown from the side of Medina? I'm feeling so nice today that it looks like a wind has come from my beloved side. So that wind, it brings a message. And in Jannat Muthira, the wind that will blow from under the arsh of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. What a wind. That wind is such that, yeah, in this world, a person, when they go for holidays, they go to the beach, you have to put lotion on that you don't burn yourself, etc. People want to go tan themselves, all that they do. The effect of this wind will be that the beauty of the woman of Jannat will increase all the time. Yeah, as you pass your days and the wind, the sun, a woman becomes old, she loses all her beauty, etc. There it will increase it. The man of Jannat will become more handsome. But when they will go and listen to Quran Sharif, on a day, there are no days in Jannat. There is no measurement of time there, it's just time. But the day that will be like the day of Jummah, and they will go and meet Allah, and Allah will make tilawat of Quran Sharif. Then that reading will form like when it rains. Then that water again evaporates, condenses and makes a cloud. A cloud will form. And that will rain down on the people of Jannat. And the handsomeness will increase. Forever your hands, as you just live, no old age there. And your handsomeness will increase. The woman's beauty will increase. So by this wind of Muthira, the beauty will increase all the time. And it causes the leaves of the trees of Jannah to rustle. And the door bells of the door handles to sound, causing such a beautiful melodious sound which was never heard before. What music we cannot imagine. And those people will get who did not listen to music in this world. Or if they listened, they made tawbah, sincere tawbah. And if they not, and you're listening and you died listening to music, taking enjoyment from music, forever you will be denied to get that enjoyment. So let us not be fooled with the things of this dunya. And what that music will be, you cannot imagine. The wide-eyed, beautiful ladies of Jannat, the damsels of Jannat, then step forward till they appear in the center of the balconies of Jannah. On the first night of Ramadan, have this yaqeen, this happens. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us, 100% true. After all this, then the bihurul een of Jannat, they come on the balconies of, in the middle of the balconies of Jannat. Saying, then they say, is there anyone making dua to Allah Ta'ala for us, that Allah may marry us to Him? So have this eagerness. A person is eager to get married, yeah. Get married to the Hurul Ain. You eager to get married to second wife, you'll get enough wives there. Marry the Hurul Ain. That is what your worry must be. And they offering you. Imagine the beauty of the Hurul Ain if a woman in this world has to offer you. And they are saying that we want to marry you. You make dua to Allah. And then your amal. See that you do your amal. You stay away from all the haram. You do all the righteous things. That is your marriage to the Hurul Ain. To understand this, from this Russian states, Long ago, very many years ago, when they were still so suppressed, some of them managed to come out. They spent 4 months in Jamaat, in driving in Jamaat. Then they were at Makki Masjid, which was the old Markaz, now it's Madani Masjid, in Makki Masjid in Karachi, and they had prepared, arranged for them to go for Hajj. They were beyond, out of the world, in the joy that they're going for Hajj. Because from their country, they were never permitted to go for Hajj. And that night, after Isha, they were sitting next day, they're going to go for Hajj. The enjoyment, happiness they had. And they were talking about Jannat, and about the hoors of Jannat. The one brother couldn't take it. His ruh came out. He passed away. So this, may Allah give us that yaqeen. We haven't got that yaqeen. We just read, we just hear. But that yaqeen comes in our heart. What beauty, what enjoyment in this dunya. Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say, when you hear about Jannat, you get so much enjoyment. This is you hearing. When you'll get the enjoyment, what will it be? On this enjoyment, on this hearing, you're getting this enjoyment. Then the actual, when you'll, the taste of the pudding is in the eating. When you'll get it actually. So the Hurul Een are calling out, is there anyone making dua? So make dua to Allah. They are telling us that, oh Allah, marry us to the Hurul Een. Then these women call out, oh Ridwan, who is the keeper of Jannah, who is the keeper of Jannah. What night is this? He replies, Labbaik, this is the first night of Ramadan. They also didn't know that Jannah has been beautified. And they come out and they also ask if there's anyone who will want to marry us, etc. Proposal for us is coming from there. So accept that proposal. And then live accordingly. In this world also, we know, you get a proposal from somebody, you propose, then the first thing what? Find out about the person. Well, how is he? This proposal has come, but how's the character of the person? So we got a proposal from the Hurul Een. So let a good report go to them. If we are not acting correctly, our lives, etc., bad report go, then they will say, no, we change our mind. So let them not change their minds, inshallah. This is the first night of Ramadan when the doors of Jannah are open to those who keep fast from among the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what are they now? All the doors of Jannah are open in Ramadan. Fortunate are those people who pass away in the month of Ramadan also. Like in Jummah, they also go straight to Jannah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam further said, Allah ta'ala says, O Ridwan, open the doors of Jannah. And O Malik, the keeper of Jahannam, close the doors of Jahannam for those who fast from the Ummah of Ahmad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is another name of our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is this month of Ramadan, that the first night already. So we should be eager the first night we get the first night. Not that I hope the moon is not sighted. No, we should be eager. You're getting a proposal and you are saying, I wish the people don't come. And proposal from who? From Hurul Een. And you say that not today, no, I want to sleep still, next, tomorrow night. No, we should be eager, that eagerness should be in us, inshallah. Then Allah says, O Jibreel, go down to the earth and tie the evil shayateen. Put them in chains and throw them in the oceans so that they make no mischief, thereby spoiling the fast of the ummah of my beloved Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This also we see quite clearly, very evident that the shayateen are chained. Otherwise, for us to keep this rozas, for the little children to keep the rozas, what is this eagerness? To stay away, to come for itikaf. Many of us who are on holiday, we should have thought of holiday going somewhere else. Why we came here? Because that effect of the shayateen is not there. Allah Ta'ala commands a caller from the heavens to call out 3 times on every night of Ramadan. Or from Allah's side, this caller calls out, is there anyone begging of me that I may grant him his desire? Is there anyone repenting to me that I may turn in mercy to him? Is there anyone begging for forgiveness that I may forgive him? So 3 times from Allah's side on the night of Ramadan. And this is the whole night. The du'as are accepted. And Allah is offering. And Allah wants to accept. Allah is telling what you want. So we can change our taqdeer in this month. There is a time by du'a, change our taqdeer. Whatever problems we got a drug problem, we got an alcohol problem, whatever, this is the time to turn in sincerity and make du'a. When Allah Ta'ala is offering, what do you want from me? So the, during the day, the du'as of the fasting person are not rebuffed, rejected. And at night, Allah is calling that, ask me what. So 24 hours, this is a time, the month is a month of du'as as well. Who is there who shall give a loan to the one whose wealth does not become less, and the one who repays without returning to you less? In other words, your charities also in this month. And don't only think of rich people making charity. Each one of us can give 5 rand also. We can give 10 rand. We can give 1 rand. What shaitan does, if you want to give a small amount, shaitan say the receipt is more expensive than the amount you're giving. To print a receipt is 1 rand and you're giving 50 cents. Yeah, even a piece of a khajur is valuable. So try and give charity. If you notice anyone here in the Khanqah is like a poor person, go and give him not charity or sadqa, hadiyah. Or any other good cause, which is also very good. I don't know if Maulana Musa has mentioned this, like the water and lights of the masjid, we are using it. If we can afford, donate towards that. Donate towards the Darul Uloom, any other masjid also, especially those who can manage, who can afford. We had one good friend, who in this very masjid, his niyat was to build the whole masjid. But he only completed the foundation and he passed away very young, suddenly, motor car accident. So anyway, he used to come visit here before that. That time the masjid madrasa, nothing was here. We should go to Jami Masjid. Then when we come out of the masjid, I remember he used to give me a 20 rand note, which was the biggest denomination. Like today, 200 rand note. Like he's giving me a 200, he say, please, put this in the masjid box, give it to, I use the toilet, I flush the pan, water I use, I made wuzu, I use the towel, musallas I use, wear and tear there is, so put this there. Then, took a few more steps, he takes out another 20 rand, like another 200, please give this to the muazzin, because he called me to my Allah's house. He was, like that you'll see him like an ordinary person, but his Sundays, free days, he should go lie down in an empty qabr. And he should think, I'm dead now. And the farishtas are coming, Munkar Nakir, and they are asking me questions. He should go walking to the masjid, and he should, very wealthy, multimillionaire in those days, but he should go walking. And one time, it was a winter's night. It was raining also, which is not usual in winter, cold night. And he was going back again to his house. So a beggar met him. And told him, boss, I haven't got a trouser, man. He took out his trouser and gave him. He said, boss, I haven't got shoes. He gave him his shoes. Then he went to one Maulana's house about 9 o'clock at night. Maulana told us the story, Maulana Yasin Saab. He says, I heard a knock 9 o'clock in winter. It's like late, quiet, cold, raining and everything. And I'm having coffee and popcorn with my wife in the house. When I opened the door, this friend, very good friend, he's standing there without a trouser, without shoes, and he said, what's wrong? What's wrong? So he says, this beggar told me I want a pair of shoes. I gave him my shoes. Then he said, boss, give me a trouser also. I gave him, like this person. If he should go home without his trouser and shoes, what should happen? So he went first to his friend to get his trouser and shoes. Otherwise, so just imagine that, or like this, we were a big businessman. No, like big Sufi or big Maulana, nothing. But what qualities he had. So give charity also in this month, whatever we can. And Allah is asking you to give, and Allah calls it a loan. I need a loan from you. Like your friend who trusts you, that you won't humiliate him, disgrace him. He comes to you, I need a loan. Can you help me? Like that, nauzubillah, where Allah needs a loan from us. But Allah is putting it in the form of a loan. And also that a loan, Allah has taught us through Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, pay a loan back properly on its time and pay more also. So how much Allah will give. So Allah is calling it a loan. So this is that month. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, every day at the time of iftar, Allah Ta'ala sets free 1 million people from the fire of Jahannam. Every day. And 1 million is really for us to understand. Otherwise Allah is not bound to numbers and limits or anything. We don't know how many people. So this is that great month. All of whom had already earned entrance into Jahannam. They got their certificates condemned to Jahannam. Rejected. Such people, those who are maqbool by Allah, that is different. But these people who are condemned to Jahannam, they are getting the certificate now finished. Cancel that certificate. Go every night, million people. He sets free as many as had been set free throughout the month on the last night. The last night, the 29th night. And so we should also not have this that I wish to see Ramzan is 29 nights. Make dua, have desire, it must be full 30. And if it could be 40, let it be 40 also. See what Allah Ta'ala's great barakat is in this month. So why we want to cut it short? Let one more night, have that desire that it must be 30 nights. And we can, another million people can be set. And on the last night, as many as were set free the whole month, that means 29 million or 30 million. If it's 30 days, 30 million Allah sets free again. 30 million were set free, another 30 million again. So what is Allah? What a month we have got. May Allah let it come. Don't just pass it like an ordinary month. Ya Alhamdulillah, Allah shukar, fazal. We come here, this whole program, the environment, etc. But if unfortunately a person has to go out, just to go and do shopping, or has to go to an airport, has to travel, a different world exists there. There is no world like this. Ya Allah has put us in a world. What a nurani. In such a'mal. And such an environment Allah Ta'ala has put us. We should make qadr of it. And also realize none of us has come of his own. Allah has brought us here. Then on the night of Laylatul Qadr, Allah Ta'ala, in another hadith it comes that the Sahaba asked, that is this the night of Qadr? No, that is a separate night. This is the last night. The night of prize giving is separate again. Like here in the Jalsa, usually on Yom Sabt, Yom Al-Ahad night, Saturday night, prizes are given. But the main Jalsa is still coming afterwards. So Laylatul Qadr is separate, and the last night, the virtues of it are also separate. Then on the last night, how Allah Ta'ala sets the people free. We'll just read it also. Laylatul Qadr, Allah Ta'ala commands Jibreel alayhi salam, go down to the earth with a group of malaika. They go down carrying a green flag, which is then planted on top of the Kaaba. And all Allah's rahmat that comes in this world, comes and all decisions come on Kaaba Sharif. From there it's distributed then in the whole world. So, one time, Haji Ahmad Nakhuda sahab, Damat Barakatum, was a very great buzurg. He lives in Medina Sharif, originally from South Africa. He used to go by Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali for every day for the majlis. One day, his wife saw a dream that when you are coming from Hazrat Sheikh and you're bringing a plate of food for me. So the wife asked him, asked Hazrat the Tabir, what does the dream mean? Hazrat said, it's so clear. The ruhaniyat you are collecting here, the anwarat, the rahmat, the barakat, you are taking it home. And then the wife and they are also sharing and getting from it. That's why from the Kaaba Sharif, Allah's rahmat gets distributed to all the masajid of the world. Allah's rahmat, Allah's barakat, noor, everything, it goes through to all the daughters of Kaaba Sharif, which are all the masjids in the world. And from there, who comes to the masjid, they get their share. Everyone, how much we devoted, how lot other respect we had, etc., we get our share. So when we go from the masjid, then don't go and waste time outside the masjid, standing with friends and talking, etc., that we usually do. Somebody called there, wrote very nice about this. This is the PPC. What is the PPC? Pavement Panchayat Club. That on the pavement, the footpath, the PPC, the Panchayat Club, that making all Panchayat there today, this Hafiz read slow, that one read fast, this one made so many mistakes, this all those Panchayat in there, and in there, inevitably, the agarbatti comes out. And then you waste half an hour there, But you see, there they take too long in their programs. Kitab reading is taking too long. The programs are, but there you spend 1 hour, you don't mind. And you're wasting time there. So when we have finished from the masjid, if it's you, from your shop you came, go back to your shop. Take the rahmat to the shop. Take the barakat to your shop. You came from your house, go to your house. Take the rahmat and barakat. And yeah, there are thieves standing outside. In that PPC, shaitan is there. And he robs us then of our things. So, Allah's rahmat comes down and everything on the Kaaba from there to all the masjids. They go down carrying a green flag which is then planted on top of the Kaaba. Jibreel alayhi salam himself has 100 wings, only 2 of which are spread out on this night. On no other night, on this night, Laylatul Qadr. He spreads out these wings which cover from the east to the west. Jibreel alayhi salam then sends out the malaika on this night in all directions to recite salam upon each and everyone defined in ibadah or sitting, performing salah and praising Allah. Whichever way they are making ibadah on that night, the malaika makes salam to those people. And if we now prepare ourselves, then we'll enjoy Laylatul Qadr. Now just suddenly, it's not just going to fall. We weren't paying attention to our ibadah or anything, and now suddenly we get the benefits of, no, build it up. Prepare ourselves, then we will get it. They shake hands with them and say Ameen to all their duas until Fajr. Farishtas make dua for that person. And they are saying Ameen on your duas. Also remember, it comes in a hadith, when a person has finished his namaz, that is his farah, sunnahs, nafil, everything, whatever he wants to read, then don't just jump up like there's a spring under you. And now you're just rushing out of the masjid. Sit for a little while, as long as you can. As long as you are sitting, the farishtas are making dua. Allahumma ghfir lahu, Allahumma arhamhu, Allahumma tub ali. You are getting the duas of the farishta. So whatever problem, you made your duas, and there is the duas of the farishta. So we should try and sit, even just for a minute, half a minute, how lot we can sit, and take the duas of the farishta. And the same when we come earlier, and we are sitting and waiting for namaz. The farishtas are busy making duas for us. They shake hands with them and say Ameen to all the duas until Fajr. When Fajr comes, Jibreel alayhi salam calls out, Depart, O Malaika of Allah, depart. Then they all leave again. Then all the virtues of the night of Laylatul Qadr are mentioned. Then the night of Eid comes, which is the night of prize giving. By Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, people should stay until they make the Eid namaz and then they should go. Mali Muhammad is getting worried now. And to keep them, Hazrat should read the Musal Salat Hadith on the morning of Eid. That was a bait to keep the people. So anyway, the night of Eid is also a very valuable night. It's not a night just to spend when you made so much effort. You are now, graduation day is coming. And for graduation, you're going to sleep away. That is also a night we should take. How much we can, minimum is Isha wa Jamaat, Fajr wa Jamaat we should try and make. May Allah give us all tawfiq. One of our friends asked a very good question also. We'll just clarify that. Maybe the question came to other people's mind that he heard many times from us that where there is Iman, a person got Iman, Shaitan goes and interfere there. Like your namaz, your wasawis you get. So Shaitan comes and interferes. Then we heard in the kitab reading today, the come out black, dark aman, and they blacken the heart. And because of that, wasawis come. So there it is that shaitan is coming, and those who got iman, and stronger iman, shaitan brings those wasawis. And yeah, it is because of the food that you eat. And not only the food, the environment you are in. If you are in an environment, evil environment, and you go make your namaz. Today, Allah make us maaf and guide us. In the casinos, in the gambling places also, they got musalla. That you will make your namaz there now. So you are gambling, you are doing haram. And now namaz time you go there. So what you going to think in your namaz? All whatever the gambling game is and how to gamble. And you're coming for luck, yeah, perhaps. That you can hit the lottery there. And all evil places also, they got musallas also. So your food, your environment you are in, this will have an effect also. So there seems to be a contradiction. That this one is that because of shaitan comes and makes you think of all other things. The other one is because of the food, etc., what you eat. And even haram food, even if it's at home, if our earning is haram, etc., it has an effect. And if we are eating all this other food, which inshallah we will discuss later on, then this all has an effect on a person. And so sad, the person has to cry tears of blood. Good people can't stay away from takeaways, from all this eating out, etc., which is so horrible. But good people just can't also stay away from there. Have to go with the family and everyone in these places. So anyway, so the answer is that when shaitan, where you got iman and the stronger iman, shaitan will make more effort. But you will repel it also. The thought will just come and you'll be able to control it. You won't go into that thoughts. You will be able, like a thief comes, but you got all your burglar alarm system, you got your burglar system, everything. So they know where there's a lot of money, they'll make more effort there. But there, the protection is also more greater. So they will make an effort. The thoughts will just come, but it will just go. You won't get involved. Or little you think, and again you will be back in your namaz again. But by eating all this other food, etc., you just one way in that thoughts. You don't know when you started your namaz. You don't know when you ended your namaz. You don't know sometimes which namaz you read. Whether I read Fajr or whether I read Asr. Whether I'm reading sunnats or whether I'm reading nafil or faraz, that also you completely lost this thought. That is the effect of that food. So shaitan will make an effort, but a person with that iman will be able to repel it also just so easy. It won't be difficult for him and that won't come. So our thoughts, our environment, our food, our clothes have an effect also. The clothes that we wear also. Many people say they come with their Bermudas for namaz. T-shirts and Bermudas, all funny kind dressing nowadays in the masjids also. And they say, what difference does it make? My sitter is covered? What is wrong? You always got a problem with everything. We wear this clothes, you got a problem. Now our sitter is covered. Now you got a problem. One simple example I usually give, if a person goes for fishing, and he wears a three-piece suit with hat and tie also. The fish are not going to see that, how's the fisherman dressed. But everyone will say, what's wrong with this man? Going fishing and wearing a three-piece suit there? Or you going hunting and you wear three-piece suit and everyone knows fishing, that your clothes are different. You go hunting, your clothes are different. For all that, for namaz, Allah's house, and we can't realize the importance of the clothing that you have to wear. Yeah, you go in parliament, the people dress like that. Now parliament also is changed, where the people wear overalls and go in the parliament also. Everything is changing. But otherwise, that everywhere there are etiquette, there are dress codes for everywhere. Ihram, Hajj dress code is different. And you say you're out of ihram, your dress code is different again. Everywhere there is a dress code for Allah's house also. And for a Muslim to have his dress code is extremely important. So also, all these things have an effect. Jazakumullah. All these things have an effect on a person. Then we ask that I can't concentrate in namaz, please give me a remedy. It's not a one word, or give me something to read. This is also a great weakness. We do what we want to. We live our lives as we want to. Now just go to Mauli Saf and get one Taweez. Taweez will change all our problems. My business is not running well. Problems with my wife. We are fighting all the time. My daughter has got a problem with her husband. Whoever. All problems. And we think the solution is to go by Mauli Saf, get one Taweez. Give Mauli Saf 50 rand for a one Taweez. And now all my problems. Islam is not that kind of a religion. Taweez works some habra-kadabra, some magic, and everything comes right. No, it doesn't work that. You have to change. And our religion is not a Christian type religion. That your whole week you do what you want to, Sunday you go to church, finish, everything in order. Or your whole life you want to, you just believe in Jesus and He died on the cross for you. So you can commit all the sin and somebody else is paying for you all the time. Yeah, everyone is responsible for his own actions. And how our actions will be, like that will be the reaction. That will be the return of the a'mal that will come from Allah Ta'ala. So yeah, it isn't just that Ramzan we became very naked and pious, and after Ramzan again we will do what we want to. No, this has to carry on. Then Allah's rahmat comes. It isn't just a departmental store. One department you went and buy this, another department, now you're out of that department. Now you've gone in another department. Ramzan, we came in the department of Ramzan. And we become extra pious in Ramzan also. And once Eid, now we go in another department again. Back to all our guna on Eid's night. Eid ball. I hope it doesn't take place anymore. At one time, Eid ball parties. How can we associate it with Islam and with Deen? And then on Eid's day, all the festivals and things, all the mixing of the man and the woman and all that. Hey, or how can ever these things fit into Islam? And these are the things that cause us our problems. So if we come right, sincere tawbah, Allah will open the way for a person. By Hadrat Junaid Baghdadi, rahmatullah alayh, a person came and he said, I've got a problem with my sustenance, rosy, difficulty. My shop is not running well. I lost my job, whatever. My sustenance, rosy, I got a problem, financial problem. Another one came that I got a problem that the things are very expensive. We know the price of things. No rains, droughts, things have become very expensive. Somebody else came, no children I'm getting. My wife can't bear. I've got a problem. We will go for tests, etc. for all. So Junaid Baghdadi, everyone, he gave them one medicine. Same Panado he gave to everyone. That make Tawbah and Istighfar. Next one, Tawbah, Istighfar. Next one, Tawbah, Istighfar. A close murid of his, Khadim, said, Hazrat, everyone's problem is different completely. You giving same medicine. For everyone, like many doctors, they got their medicine set. Whatever you come, whatever, before you come, he's got your medicine fixed for you already. So everyone you giving same medicine. So he read the ayat of the Quran Sharif, that what is istighfar in Tawbah? Istaghfiru Rabbakum, ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ. Make istighfar and make tawbah. What will happen on that? يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا. Allah will send the heavens in abundance. That means rains. Goodness will come to you. In every way, all goodness. يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ. And Allah will increase you in your children, in your wealth, everything. وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ. And Allah will make beautiful gardens for you. And then, وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. Your rivers will flow. They won't be just, you see, many countries nowadays, empty, no river. It's there, there's a river here, but it's just a dry bed. Nothing is there. Allah will make your rivers. مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَرْجُونَ لِلَّهِ وَقَارًا. Why don't you reverse and go back to Allah? Make tawbah and come back to Allah. So that is the solution. Really, sincerely, a person makes. And not only we just say tawbah istighfar, but we're still watching TV also. We're still sending our children to university, to Jahannam. And we are paying big, big fees to send them to Jahannam. Today, this is how the West have made us so stupid. What is diplomacy? That you send somebody to hell in such a way that he looks forward to the journey. That is what is So sending them to Jahannam and paying huge amounts for sending them to Jahannam. And then we wonder where, and we making tawbah istighfar. We doing our amal. We talk about some nafils, but there's big problems, we're not addressing them. So, you small holes you got in your pot, you're covering them, but the big hole that you're not worried about. So see, get understanding of deen and our big gunas make tawbah. Then say Allah rahmat, Allah's barakat, how it comes. But with our gunas, it's one tawi is not going to do the work. And not only one person help you out of your problem, the whole world can help you. Your problems won't come to an end. Till you don't come right, the whole world can give you aid and help, but you won't come right. We have to come right. Then Allah's help comes and our life changes. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Engage in du'as, inshallah. Subhanallah.